I'm Robert Guy, and I'm head aerialist.
I'm Wendy Hesketh Ogilvy. I'm the artistic director of Wired Aerial Theatre.
Where are you guys from?
We're based in Liverpool.
And today we are in Milton Keynes, the International Festival at Campbell Park. For what reason?
We're about to perform As the World Tipped this evening.
It looks like quite a big production.
Yes, actually for our company it's the largest one that we've done to date. It's a beautiful production and filled with lots of surprises.
Some surprise. It's going to be quite difficult doing this interview because there is something quite sensational that occurs that we shouldn't talk about, because there's going to be people here who probably won't be listening to this anyway. If you are listening to this and you want to see what's going to happen, get yourself to here, Campbell Park in Milton Keynes. Have people been shocked when they watch what's going on?
Yes, because actually when people turn up to the site, they see a stage with an office setting, all set up with tables and office gear, you know, and chairs and everything, and we buzz around that. All I can say is that it's set in COP15, which is the Copenhagen conference, where everything was set to basically put the world to rights and really get on top of climate change, and as we all know, that didn't go quite according to plan. And I can say that we're an aerial company, and the stage is horizontal, and a little bit of magic happens when basically the world tips. The key is in the title.
What's your role?
My role, I'm head aerialist for the company, so I kind of oversee any of the performers with them warming up, their day-to-day scheduling, and then within the show, kind of feedback and giving notes throughout the show and kind of tweaking any areas that kind of the artistic director or the director kind of want worked on. So it's my job to kind of enforce those kind of changes and rehearsals to make sure everyone is, we're running a tight ship.
I don't think I'm giving anything away because of what's already been said. It's quite interesting, the dimensions that you must have to work in when you think of a normal person dealing with the standard dimensions of a theatre. Suddenly, everything... I'm going to shut up. Getting so much more exciting. Good job I haven't mentioned what's happening over there. Everybody looks who's here physically, but obviously you don't know which way I was pointing unless you've got really good ears. This has a very deep environmental theme. Yes, you are touring all over the world. How do you do that and kind of stay true to the message?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, when we knew that what the subject was going to be tackling, it was at the forefront of what we needed to do. We had to find out, we had to be knowledgeable about what we were actually doing, we had to practice what we preached. So we worked very closely with a company called Julie's Bicycle, who really helped us to understand how we can tour, how we can even create the show and, you know, not tour internationally but actually keep it within the UK and do so sensibly. And it's been amazing what we've done as a company. As a small company, you know, we are essentially a small company, and we've really tackled quite a large thing by really working with them closely. We consider freight, so we never ever fly all of our equipment and stuff, and as much as we can we try and source all the pieces of equipment that aren't bespoke over in the country that we're touring to. So we really look at every angle. We also are mad recyclers as well. You know, it's infiltrated not only us as a company but individuals too, which is brilliant.
Have you been studied as a group then, as an organisation, on how you're working? Because the carbon footprint of performance within a lot of artistic endeavours is in the mind of so many people who really want to do good with the stories and the ideas they are putting across, but don't want to kind of counteract what they're planning.
Yes, I mean, Julie, like I say, we're working very closely with Julie's Bicycle, and they are using us as one of their case studies, if you will. So they're kind of all of the information about the tour, they are given, and they are kind of keeping track of what our carbon footprint is, and that we're keeping it in way below kind of any other major kind of touring company at the moment.
And this is huge. Just looking at it, it's
yes,
huge.
Yes, it's not the smallest of shows. So yeah. I mean, you know, the carbon footprint that should be with this show is quite extensive. But the way that we've been working with them, everything has been taken into consideration, so it's kept it to the bare minimum. And they are literally feeding that information back to us as well. So they're constantly kind of going, well, yes, you're well ahead in the game here, But have you thought about this little tweak here? So it's always changing. It's not the easiest. There's always the easiest option to take, but we're kind of not always taking that because it's not the best route to always take.
Well, it looks pretty scary in some ways. Everybody's smiling because obviously you've done this more than once, and I'm sure that even though it looks like chaos is about to ensue tonight, I think you have everything under control, don't you?
Yeah, we do. I think what makes it amazing is that we can make it look like it's not unsafe, but risky. Mm. And hopefully, if we do our job well, we make everyone in the audience kind of come on board with what we're going through. And we touch them in that way. I hope
you touch the audience?
Don't.
Not in that way.
Not in that way. There's quite a way between us and the audience. If I could, I would.
But touching their minds.
Yes, absolutely. No, if we do the job well, we do help them engage with what we're doing. And our job is not to lecture, it's to put art in a different kind of environment that might make people engage in a different way to how they would if they were, say, at a lecture about climate change or a conference. It's just, you know, putting art out there that tackles this theme. I think we do it in a really good way as well.
Good luck on the other places you are going to reach, the minds and the physical spaces. Whereabouts are you guys online, Twitter?
We're on As The World Tipped is Twitter, or we're at wideaerialtheatre.com is the website, or Wide Aerial Theatre at Facebook, and As The World Tipped at Facebook.
So I'm sure people are Googling it right now, finding out all the missing gaps in this interview. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.